Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman. Got my man Harrison in here. This is Old School. Again, we're at the 5 o'clock hour. We want to thank Dr. Finn from Advanced Medical Imaging stopping by and dropping some real cool nuggets about the different knockouts / concussions. Also, how to, muscle memory and, how professional athletes versus amateurs in different sports, but how your brain works. Also about being visual, visualizing yourself and how that can help. But then also, Harrison, which sometimes is good and sometimes is bad. I like to, I'll tell you about this, Harrison. I was going to say social media and YouTube, you can get on there and you can visualize yourself, mm-hmm. right? Well, I love getting on there and looking at cooking shows. They seem, as much as I visualize it, Harrison, it don't come out like that.
Nah, I stick to chicken and rice.
Yeah, and I have yet to try a brisket yet. I am going to do it, and I've been almost overstudying for it. But that's just a little bit of a joke. But, the way he explained it, I haven't thought about it like that, and so that was really interesting. But we always thank them to him and Dr. Razin coming in, just whether it's, regular sports-related injuries or something like that. I think there's a lot of education that they provide for us. Plus, over there at 7601 Pioneers Boulevard, they provide excellent care and a plan, at least for me. And they do some unique stuff with concussions. I know they do, or Dr. Razdan does a unique surgery with plantar fasciitis. And plus, they do a lot of screening stuff for women's health and stuff, and among other things. So, anyways, appreciate their support and them coming in. But, Harrison, before we got on air, mm-hmm. Before I came in, the United States just kept their head above water. You know what I was thinking about? There was 7 minutes, and they must have got hot because there were 7 minutes. And
they were down through the entire half.
Yeah, they were down seven. They were down 7 points with like 7 minutes and some change left. Mm-hmm. And they were barely at like 64 points. And then, obviously, they ended up, Steph Curry got going. LeBron James had a triple-double. Embiid actually played well, or at least from a scoring. And then KD did pretty well down the stretch. And they ended up beating a more-than-game Serbia team led by the Joker, 95-91. What does it mean for Team USA? Because I don't think – we'll have to check. I don't think Tatum played, right?
No, 0 minutes.
Right, and first, I want to ask you, what do you think it means for them to pull it out? And then also, are you in agreement that Tatum didn't play? I mean, you're trying to tell me he can't play defense?
Look at the roster. Someone's going to have to sit. Yeah, he can play defense. He can do a lot of those things. But you're dealing with a room full of some of the greatest players in the game. Someone's going to sit.
It's not a slap in the face,
but the media will make it look like a slap in the face. But if you're Tatum, you got to understand where you are.
Yeah, and he hasn't been playing well. And to be honest, he didn't play.
Yeah, think about the NBA Finals.
He didn't play over well throughout the whole playoffs. He had a couple game stretch. And you're like, okay, now he's about to go, mm-hmm. Go off. And then in the Eastern Conference Finals, he was like,
he's a good, like, it is. I don't know what his ceiling to me is, still just really hard to figure it out. Like, he can never, to me, be the number one guy. He's got to be either like what he is on the Celtics, the system guy, or he can be the focus point, but it's more reliant on the system than it is him.
Yeah.
But he to me, with Halliburton, you could argue Tatum's the better player, but Halliburton's style, a little more selfless, kind of the playmaking DNA already. When you got a bunch of superstars, you probably want some more playmaking. He just doesn't really fit super great on this roster. Not to say that there's someone I'd maybe pick over him. But that's just what you're dealing with. Someone's going to have to sit.
Yeah, styles make fights, and also styles hurt you when you go into a fight, on top of when you're not fighting well or playing well or hadn't played up to his potential. And I think, you know, for him, and when I look at Tatum, and then also for this United States team, you know, take the old elder statesmen out, you know, like LeBron, KD, their game isn't a game. I think a lot of these guys, whether it's Halliburton, especially Tatum,
Booker Edwards.
especially Booker.
Booker's figuring it out right now.
And then Edwards, I think, is fine. But mainly, like, and then Bam, you know, and maybe a little bit Anthony Davis. I think this is an eye-opening experience that these guys have to continue to add to their game and get better. Because, yes, you're playing against more NBA players because, there's you know, it's a world game right now. But the guys that are staying in their home countries or in those leagues over there aren't too far off from what you're playing. And you're seeing a lot of guys struggle against guys that they normally wouldn't, you know, or assume that they wouldn't. And that's where I think they're running into trouble. You know, there's, you know, if South Sudan didn't open your eyes about athletic ability and to do more with less, you know, they only have I think I was reading, they only have like one or two full courts in their whole like nation. Like, they don't have much.
No, that's all. The Luol Deng's pumped a bunch of money.
Okay.
Luol Deng's a big reason why.
Yeah, Luol Deng is, but it's late to the party.
Late to the party.
Right.
But now they do have some real facilities. Okay,
they got real facilities.
It's still impressive how quick it came
together. And they got a 17-year-old kid playing. Uh-huh. And so what I mean is like, they're people are nipping at your heels. And so for these guys that I mentioned, you know, previously, they need to
save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. They need to make sure, like Dr. Finn said, like that you're not having any decline in your game, right? So you can't put a basketball down for like muscle memory wise for much time now. Mm-hmm. You got to consistently, and you got to be continuous in your growth in your game, because when you're playing in these, you know, whether it's a World Cup, you know how they play that little thing like in between the Olympics or the Olympics, it could be make or break whether you guys get through the championship round. And they had more fortitude to get there today. And I mean, I think Serbia was probably the toughest matchup. Joker evens the playing field because he controls the pace of the game,
and Bogdanovic too.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been, and that's just kind of that FIBA style basketball,
yeah,
where it's, you know, we had Dave Turcotte on, he played for Team Canada, he was the lucky guy who got to
guard Jordan. Yeah,
yep. That's kind of his story, but you know, he's kind of explaining that where these FIBA rules were, it's almost inspired when basketball really took off, especially over in Europe. Like, soccer was still the main culture, so the emphasis was more on sharing the ball, finding the best possible shot. Where, you know, you can argue what it is in the USA with the AAU style, which is just pickup game.
Yeah, it's
hey, we talked about a drill work.
Yeah,
it's important. We just heard from Dr. Finn
right.
We just play a bunch of games. And you see better fundamentals. So we do got one from Wet Blanket here. It's a fair point. Like, I don't entirely agree with it. I just think the rest of the world is catching up. Wet Blanket, a come from behind 4-point victory against team with one player that can make Team USA. I think questioning the coaching rotations is more than fair. I mean, tell me what Tatum's going to add to that. And then with Steve Kerr, I mean, where are you at with Steve Kerr on this team? I don't think he's done a bad job. I just think the rest of the world's that much better.
I think it's a combination of things. I think the rest of the world, first of all, they're playing teams.
That have been together for a long time.
That know how to play this style of basketball. This style of basketball is extremely physical. The refs don't call it. I mean, I saw a play where LeBron was kind of like a secondary break. He got fouled at half court, the three-point line, and then he only called the foul when he was thrown off balance and tried to kick it back out to Steph Curry. It's a different type of basketball that the U.S. is not used to playing. Plus, these guys, when you're in a country like Serbia, these guys have played together or known each other or played with or against each other forever, where this is just like you know, is like a stacked AAU team. There's not a lot of continuity. Yeah, they kind of get together and play and they go through the motions, but it's all kind of like, all right, we can turn it on. That's where you're getting running into trouble. Then on top of it, I think Steve Kerr has done a better than good job, hasn't done a great job. Here's the problem. What people need to understand, these are professional athletes. I think there's some guys that like the idea when they signed up to be on Team USA probably 18 months ago. Yeah, let's go ahead and like Joel Embiid, I'm going for US and all that. The reality of when it came to the work, the intensity, the buying into Steve Kerr's system and what he wants to do, I think there was a lot of pushback, and that's why you saw them play horribly in the exhibition season and at times during the Olympics. Now, when you have the ultimate equalizer, Steph, LeBron, and KD, all that stuff is kind of, you know, glossed over. That's what their problem is. And then on top of it, everybody's catching up because they're catching up not by athletic ability. See, that's where people, I think, miss the mark about how people – it's not athletic ability. USA has the best athletes out there, you know, from top to bottom. Every other country besides ours do a lot of fundamental work. And also, like when kids go to these trainers, they're just working on their one-on-one game. You know, they're working on in-and-out dribble, you know, between the legs, you know, behind the back wrap, step back, you know, pump fake, fade away, whatever it is. It's 15 different moves.
Ways to get them open, though. Not how to.
But you're not going to get open with 9 or 8 other guys on the court. You know, I mean, if you're working on transition moves and finishing with contact, that's one thing. But if you're trying to just, if you're getting trained to work on your, getting your bag per se, well, all I would say is, you know, let's look at the guy, the top players from, let's just say, forward to guards, right? From over the test of time. And obviously, Jordan's number one. LeBron's there, yep. Larry Bird,
Magic,
Kobe, and Magic, Isaiah Thomas, and all that. Maybe Isaiah was, you know, he could get busy. What do? They're able to hit mid-range shots. KD, right? Mid-range, get to the bucket, efficiency on offense, and know how to play and space the court. Why is Joker so good, right? When he goes from the top of the key to the lane, it's like two dribbles at most. And then he's making a decision or finishing or creating. What else is it? Look at Klay Thompson, right? Probably the most efficient scorer because he could score without dribbling the basketball.
Four dribbles. What was it? 40 plus points and four dribbles?
Right. Four dribbles.
Yeah. And like, I just think we got to go to break here to catch up on time. But we better win it this year because I guarantee 2028, I know it's in LA, we probably won't have LeBron. Maybe if we're lucky, probably KD won't be there. AD, you hopefully
might
healthy.
Have Steph, but he's going to be coming out the bench.
We're going to be relying on the young guys and who's been carrying the weight. Like, obviously, it's been a leadership group, what you'd hope, but I just think if you're going to keep walking into these Olympics being shocked that USA is struggling against some of these teams, you're going to be shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 20 years. We're going to walk home with silver bronze.
Yeah.
I just think it's
and
on
then the
rise.
Reality is going to come in that then you're going to see everybody working on fundamental work.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you're going to see the Europeans work on the in and out dribble.
And then we'll split.
Right. Just flip it. Right. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Old school, Jay Foreman, Harrison. We'll be right back.
Save big on all your back to school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.